All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. That's pre-recorded.
You gotta be kidding me.
But I made this video today because it is completely obvious out there we are being broken up along race, ethnics, around religion, what have you. All right, we are being subdivided three ways to Sunday. And we all know the best way to conquer is to divide and conquer. And unfortunately, that's been going on for quite some time. Underneath the noses of the current government, probably since the 1970s. All right, now, I went to school roughly, you know, K through 12 from the 70s to like 1986. I mean, the high school education I got was adequate. In fact, when I went to high school, there were actually classes like welding and plumbers and HVAC and auto mechanic and drafting. All of that's gone now. In fact, most of the effort in our public schools is to teach basically to the lowest echelon that can get into school. And what we're seeing here is basically are one or two skew and the deviations of intelligence to the left. Meaning, when you teach to the lowest level, there's a lot of people out there who have the potential to go higher and excel and be truly smart, but they're taught at, you know, these idiot levels, and they never reach their potential. And because that is happening, we are producing individuals who are 100% sheeples right out of high school, men and women alike. But the thing that's really devastating is men are falling victim to this. They're being women feminized, turning to partial women, turning them into the knitting circle along with other women and feminists.
You are not even a man.
I put together this list of things that can help you identify if anyone in your circle of friends is a sheeple. And then it's up to you to decide if you want to eject them from your life. Mainly because you are the sum of the six closest people to you. And if all of those people are weak quitters, they have nothing good to say, always negative, you don't need those people in your lives because they are very subservient to fear. And if they fall to fear, they're easily manipulated. Thus, they're herded like sheep. Sheeple.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
All right, number one, tattoos and clothing. A lot of these crazy idiots out there don't seem to understand tradecraft and maintaining, you know, concealment and being that, you know, just facing the crowd that you really don't recognize. Their resume put at the bottom of the pile. No, not them. They literally have tattoos of Mao, Lenin, Hitler, Pol Pot, and Che Guevara, whatever his name is. If I spelled it wrong, I don't care. All of these individuals were communist socialist fuckbags that literally led to hundreds of millions of people being killed between 1901 and 1999.
How dare you?
And they're straight up advertising to you that they are mentally weak, they don't understand history, and they have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. If they don't know what they're talking about and they have no idea of everything else, do you really want those people steering the ship? because we're seeing a little bit of that now with bank failures and all this craziness going on. There you go. Number two, they're stuck in this, you know, fog of cognitive dissonance. All right. Now, they're the first ones to call you a conspiracy theorist and the last ones to acknowledge you were correct about said conspiracies, i.e. the poke and smoke.
You were right about everything.
We are seeing excess deaths in some countries overseas to the tune of an increased 45%. Unexplained. But, you know, that's now starting to break out in the media, but all those people that refused to accept it, you know, they're the sheeple. The guys who got canceled for saying, hey, something's wrong here, they're not. And right now, in the climate we have in this country, the people who are sheeple are getting the praise and the brave guys are getting the stick. Because I wrote about this in my book, The Warrior's Way, Soldier Soul, No Happy Ending for Heroes. So be careful. All right. Number three, they ignore reality.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I have talked to former friends of mine in regards to the craziness that's taken place in the past 2 or 3 years. And I'm watching the same news feed they are. They're calling the burning down of a city peaceful. I'm calling it a violent riot. So we're watching the same thing. But they are so stuck in your cognitive dissonance, they refuse to see reality. You don't need that in your life. This is like following a mirage. You keep walking in an area, oh, there's water over here. Before you know it, you've walked yourself to death.
You mean you lied?
Well, not exactly. There were no
4. Over-gullible. Now, this one is particularly common in individuals who fall for the cult mentality. And I would say what we have going on now with our politics and the crazy left, we have now traveled into cult mentality. And sheeple eat that up hook, line, and sinker.
That's not true!
Don't be the sheeple. Don't allow sheeples to stay in your circle. They weaken you. Number 5, the anger is easily without proper control. I put poop in there, whatever. Listen, when you hear a lot of those fiery speeches that just whips up the crowd, you know, kind of like what Hitler used to do and several of the other dictators in history, they're talking to the people in the crowd who get angry. Because guess what? If you're a normal person and you're operating in an angry mindset, at best, you're only going to operate in 2 dimensions. So that means people who know what they're doing, who are calm, cool, and collected, and have a plan, will literally herd you into the stall where your death will take place. All right? They use your anger against you. And they use it as a tool to get them to do their bidding. It is the main drive behind the phenomena of useful idiots. Number 6, we have anger easily without control, and they are very poor at controlling the rest of their emotions. It is very important for a man in today's day and age to master his emotions, because if you don't, they at some point will master you, and the next thing you know, you'll be wearing black, doing all kinds of crazy stuff with your Antifa friends, who, by the way, are the useful idiot sheeple. Just so you know who you're associating with. Number 7, they cannot accept the fact that lack of effort on their part equals poor results on their part.
Can't blame this one on the white man.
I have had quite a few arguments with individuals that came from deep blue cities with those shitty, crazy public education schools, and they're straight up idiots. And you would figure if you're going to one of these schools that's teaching to the lowest level, you should be able to just ace that, right? Because they're not really teaching that hard. And these individuals are still failing, even at these insanely, shitty schools. Well, what does that say about them? Well, it says they don't even put in the effort to do good even in a shitty situation. How the hell are they going to do better if you put them in a better situation? You see what I'm saying here? You basically make a prediction on the individual by his prior past. All right, and we have a lot of that going on now with the diversity hires. We put people in positions that they are not qualified to do based on gender, race, what have you. And it's fucking everything up.
Democrats.
They are quick to blame. All right, now, I have watched a lot of the craziness that took place in the past 3 years. I've actually longer than that since I started doing the channel. And I always like to, when I see something very shocking on the internet, like the George Floyd knee on the neck thing, all right, that was very shocking. Like, the people who are not sheeple step back and go, okay, I need to get all of the facts to the story before I make a decision or I allow emotion to get involved. Now, if you're on your frame and you're a stoic man, you don't have to worry about emotion getting involved. But if you're not, you have to be careful, because that is how they rope you into the cult. Number 9. Now, I've seen all kinds of officers do this throughout my career. They have a history of taking easy out decisions. Meaning, instead of doing the right thing at the right time, even if no one is looking, they take the easy way out, and more than likely, that ends up with a bad result. All right. Whenever you take actions or make shortcuts purely for your benefit, it seldom works out for you and everyone around you. If you're taking the shortcuts to benefit everyone else, most of the time, it does assist you. All right. So be careful about somebody's decisions. I'm telling you, if you inquire into an individual and he tells you about things that went on in his past, listen, most of the men out there are now feminized. So if you let them talk long enough, they tell on themselves. And quite literally, they'll tell you about their history of poor decisions or making decisions which were the easy way out. All right. Now, listen, good leaders don't do that. Good leaders make the right decisions at the right time, even if no one is looking.
Go, you know the thing.
10. Now, feminists are really good at this. They argue only the extremes. All right? Like, for instance, abortion. They come out and they go on about, women get raped, they need to have abortions. That was one of the main, talking points when the Roe versus Wade thing started off. But there is such a small percentage of women who get rapéed and then wind up needing to get an abortion. It's insane. But they used that loophole to push through billions of divorces or billions of abortions or, uterine abortions or divorces since the 1970s. Billions based on exceptions. That is how they argue with you. Don't be them. Because the minute you start arguing the exceptions, you start looking like a little bit of a feminist. I'm just going to say it right there. 11. Again, we talked about the schools, but the schools are teaching you what to think, not actually how to think. Meaning, if you know how to think, you look at the variables, you put together a time hack, you put together a plan, then you put together the steps to make that plan happen. If you don't do that, you're basically being taught what to think.
Well, can you just tell me the answer?
Turn on the internet, go to YouTube, BitChute, Brighton, anything. Look up what some of these idiots are saying out there. And quite literally, when you hear them speaking, you can literally hear the professor that hammered those ideas into their heads. It's literally like listening to some of the black and white videos when they interviewed a lot of the originals in the Russian Communist Party. It's very similar. Number 12, they accept anecdotes as reality. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to argue with some of the idiots out there, and they're like, well, my lived truth says different. Well, that's because they can't really tell the difference between perspective and lived truth. All right. Your lived truth is your perspective of reality. If you want to come up with that, with the actual truth, you get everyone in similar circumstances, then you start putting them in categories, and then you can do statistical analysis against that. I mean, that's pretty much how it works. When you're talking to somebody with their lived truth, you know the minute they say that, they are 100% already in the cult. You bring up the uniform crime report, and they're like, well, I don't believe that because that's assembled by white police departments.
Are you really that stupid?
Do I think they skew the numbers? Probably a little in favor of the people of color, mainly because if you look at the Caucasian crime statistics, they also add in Latino into that as well, or Hispanic, not just pure Caucasian. So it does influence and make our numbers look poorly. Other than that, they seem pretty legit. I studied statistics in college. I'm used to looking at that stuff. And anyone who's watched this channel knows I apply a lot of that to the comedy in my lectures. Okay, 14. Completely ignorant to history. And mainly because they want them to be useful idiots. And since the 70s, maybe mid-80s, we've been backing off teaching history to our youth. So quite literally, they're becoming adults. They have no idea that a lot of the shit that they're already that they want to do has already been done and failed in the past. All right, and it's going to fail again. Because I hear this all the time. Well, they didn't do it right. They didn't implement communism and socialism correctly. Yes, they did. The flaw is we as humans were flawed. We're evil, hairless monkeys who love to kill each other, dominate each other, and steal from each other. That is a fact. And we keep falling into the same patterns over and over again because if you don't learn from history, you repeat it. And that's what they want.
Behind these guys, here we go. Bullshit, bullshit, and bullshit.
They are entitled to the point they expect to get everything handed to them in this life just because they exist. They have no clue how the world works. That for you to live, something else has to die every single day to keep you on this planet. It could be a blade of grass, pine needles, bugs, animals, fruits, vegetables, what have you. Something needs to die so you can live. That is the basic truth. But down here, they're entitled. And they think none of that applies to them simply because they fell out of a vagina. They think they're entitled to be fed, watered, given a house. That's not how the world works. You work for what you deserve. You don't deserve anything without work, in my opinion.
That's goddamn right.
Keep it in the back of your mind. You're going to see a lot more of this moving forward. And my ESP is telling me they're going to turn up the heat and really get shit cooking in the next 12 to 36 months. So keep your head on a swivel. Get the sheeples out of your life. You don't need them. They will do nothing but hold you back and hold you down, cause you to hesitate. And in so doing, they just might get you killed.